Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and other people. Welcome to Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. My name is Greg Benson.
And I'm Craig Benzine.
Craig,
sure, definitely.
Craig, good morning. It's great to see you. You look terrific this morning.
Thank you. I'm feeling really good.
Yeah? Yeah? You did something with your face. You made your face look a little different today. Oh, you shaved.
Yeah, Greg, I took a shower, okay?
You took a shower. Okay.
We don't need to call attention to how often I do or do not shower.
Mm-hmm,
I'm clean. I look a little different when I'm clean.
So when you shower, does your beard fall off?
No, it's just my beard is actually flesh tone.
Okay.
So the color that you normally see comes from just filth.
So it's
still here.
Okay.
It's just clean.
Oh, this is weird because I have this to me, it looks like this is the first episode where I have had more facial hair than you because I haven't shaved for a couple days. So I got stubble going on.
You're looking great, Greg, if I do say so myself.
Thank you, Craig. Listen, this is why we're such good friends. This is why we are such good friends. Now let me ask you something because I don't ask you too often. How's your wife doing?
You know, I would have to go and ask her. I actually haven't seen her in a while.
Oh, really? Oh, that's not a good sign. If you're married and you haven't seen your wife in a while, I mean, that's problematic for a marriage.
Well, we keep the house split. So I'm the downstairs spouse and she's the upstairs spouse. So we try not to cross over too much.
Oh, yeah. Because if you do,
it's like gang territory. So,
I understand. Yeah. Listen, I'm from LA. I know a lot about gang territory.
Absolutely. You know? I knew that you would.
Yeah, yeah. So absolutely. I mean, I grew up in the West Side, as they say.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I said that once.
Yeah. And sometimes people like they're like, oh, let's go over and get something to eat over on the East Side.
It doesn't work as well.
No.
To the East, though.
Yeah. Mm-mm. West Side sounds better. East Side.
South Side. North
yeah.
Side.
North Side, you just say regular, but South Side, you say it like that? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's good. No, this is good. I don't know what it is, but I feel like we've got some new energy, some sort of new energy on the podcast today that we haven't had in a long time. And it's just amazing that here we are 273 episodes into the podcast.
Mm-hmm. I really feel like a new man today.
You look like a new man. I got to say, maybe it's just the shower. Maybe it's the cap that you're wearing.
Well, I've been moisturizing, so I feel like I feel a little more youthful.
I've been
stretching. Yeah, so
you do have a glow. You have a glow to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just let your soul glow. If you remember that.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. That's from a movie. You don't remember that? Coming to America, the original one? Not the sequel, Coming to America, but the first one, Coming to America.
Totally. I know a lot about movies famously, so
yeah.
I did remember that, actually.
Well, there's a movie called Coming to America, and they made a sequel to it called Coming to America. Which is weird because it sounds like the same name, but it's not.
It's not.
What's the difference, Craig? What's the difference?
It's T-O in the first one and it's T-O-O in the second one.
No, you're very close.
Coming
though.
America also.
No, yeah, no, listen, you're close, but I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Coming to America is the sequel. It's the second movie. So what do you think the middle word is?
T-O-O.
No.
Because they did it again. It's
no.
also.
No.
It's moving.
Also. I'm going to give you another hint. It's movie number two. Coming to America. Movie number two. What would it be? I give you another hint. No, you can't use a lifeline. I'm going to give you one more hint.
Okay.
They don't use letters. They use numbers for the word Two, there's a number there. What number would they use? I'll give you another hint. Just listen. Coming to America. Two.
Three.
Okay, no, it's not three. You're very close, though. You're super close. You're like one number away. Try again. You're one number away.
Sorry, I have to confer with someone. Don't worry about it. Oh.
Who's that? Is that your wife?
Yeah, that's my wife. I did let her
I'm
come
sorry,
down.
That's what?
That's my wife?
That's not how you say it.
That's my wife.
There you go. All right. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to let you in on a little secret here. For those of you who are not watching on YouTube, for those of you who are listening, we have pulled a little bit of a prank on you. This is not actually Craig Benzine that we've been talking to. It's his wife.
It?
It's his wife, Elizabeth Benzine.
That's
and
right.
It is such a pleasure to see you, Liz.
Thanks. Okay,
if I can call you Liz.
No. Okay. Only my friends and no one calls me Liz.
Lizzie. You make me dizzy, Miss Lizzie. Oh my gosh. So we really pulled it over on them. I bet people who are listening didn't even know.
They had no idea.
Well, this is a pleasure. If I only knew that you were doing this, then I would have had Kim be on screen. But I didn't know you were doing this. This is a total surprise to me.
I'm so glad. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you, too.
Surprise.
Is it your birthday?
No, it was yesterday, though.
Yesterday was your birthday?
Yesterday was
you
my birthday.
You whore.
I know. I noticed I didn't get a text from my best friend, Greg.
You little birthday whore. I don't know why I'm calling you that. No, you're not. You're not. Listen, I don't think you're supposed to say that to a woman, especially when she just had a birthday. Happy birthday, China Benzine. I got your name right.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Me getting your name right is my birthday gift to you.
Wow. Can I take that back? Can I return it and get some store credit?
Yeah. I got it in Nordstrom. Yeah, it was very expensive. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, great.
I went to Nordstrom and they're like, "Can I help you, sir?" And you know how they're all customer service oriented, so they say things like, "Can I help you, sir?" And I said, "Yes, I am, sir, and I would like help." And they were like, "Great. What can I do for you?" Oh, hang on just a second. I just have something in my ear. Let me just get this out of. Hang on just a second.
Okay.
Okay. All right, I got it. It's good.
Oh, right. Okay, Greg. Sorry. Did you have to go to the bathroom or something? Huh?
Yeah, I had to go to the bathroom. I went number two.
Oh, good.
Really fast.
Okay, like T-O-O?
Uh-huh. Two? Yeah, I went going to the bathroom too. That was
yeah,
that was
you went sequel. To the bathroom also.
That was a
had
sequel.
To get up.
That was a sequel to my going to the bathroom. Yeah.
That's totally understandable.
Yeah.
So it's great to be back here with you again, as usual, on our podcast that we both do all the time.
Regularly. Yes. Mm-hmm. So... I also agree it's great to be here on our podcast together that we do regularly.
Greg, how do you feel about lettuce?
Lettuce is mostly water. I don't know. That's not a feeling. That's an observation.
Yeah, I feel that too. I feel like I observed that once.
Yeah. How do you feel about lettuce, Greg?
I feel like I eat it sometimes. But sometimes I don't.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I also sometimes eat it and sometimes don't. Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Which one are you doing right now?
Eating it?
Yeah, I thought so.
Am I eating it?
I think so.
I think I'm eating it right now. I think I am. A lot of the times I will buy it and then I'll leave it in the refrigerator. That's kind of my favorite thing to do with lettuce. Yeah.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
And then it's so fun. It's like a science experiment.
Yeah, it's like donating money to my local grocery store.
Exactly. Yep.
Why not? Here's some money for you.
Yep. If excuse me for just a second, I just need to go to the bathroom.
Okay. Wait, is this going to the bathroom?
T-O-O.
Oh, okay. I was going to say I thought it was going to the bathroom three. Okay.
No.
If it's two, that's good. Okay. Two.
Yeah, because I haven't done it yet. So.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah,
okay.
Okay. Enjoy your bathroom.
I'll be right back.
Enjoy your poopies. I hope it doesn't take him too long to go to the bathroom. So, what took you so long?
My bathroom's right over there, actually. It's very convenient.
That was the longest bathroom break.
Was it really that long? I thought I pride myself on going to the bathroom quickly.
No, that was. I mean, for me, that was a really long time.
Oh my God! How long does it take you to go to the bathroom?
I'm doing it right now.
Oh my.
Yep,
oh,
I just did it
okay.
Again.
Okay.
I did it again.
I can see how it's quick then
I
if
did it
you
again.
Are just doing it whenever.
Constantly.
Yeah.
I'm constantly going a little bit. That way I don't have to go one tie. I don't have to take time out of my day to go
yeah.
to the bathroom.
You may notice that I look a little different since I came back from the bathroom. My bathroom is very dirty, and I got a little filthy when I went into that bathroom.
I did notice you look a little different. Not much different.
A little dusty, too, so my voice changed.
I see. Okay. Got it. All right. Well, you know what? I think I went to the bathroom a little too much, so I'm going to go change my pants.
I'm going to change my pants and drink some water,
and then I'll be right back. Okay?
Okay.
So just hold on.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
All right. I got my new pants on. Had some water. And now I feel
you
much better.
Yeah. You know what? I just cleaned the lens of my camera, too. So
good.
I think I probably look even more different now. Yeah.
Yeah. I noticed before that you looked really sort of almost washed out, you know?
Yeah.
Ladylike, if you will.
Is that what washed out means?
Yeah, yeah. Ladylike, washed out, same sort of thing.
Okay. I've never heard that before. Yeah. So let's pretend, you know what? Let's pretend we haven't even talked. Let's just start a conversation right now.
Okay. All right. Well,
how are you doing?
Oh, hey, I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Tell me more about that.
Well, I had a nap already today.
What? You had a nap because you woke up at 4?
Yes.
You're still doing that, huh? You're still waking up at 4?
I am. I'm waking up at 4.
Did you finish your video about waking up early, but you're still just doing it?
Yes. I finished a few days ago. That video is actually going to go up today. I would have made it live like at noon, like 13 minutes ago, but I had this podcast I had to do.
Oh, so. I see. So when you say go up, you mean go up like into space? You like launch it into space somehow? How do people see if it's a video that you want people to see it? How do they see it if it's launched into space?
You know, it probably is in space a little bit because of the satellites that we have up there.
Yeah.
But it's information, Greg. It's
information.
Yeah.
Good.
It's data that you transfer across the internet.
So a bunch of ones and zeros.
Yes.
So
I
people
mean,
will be like, people like, have you seen Craig's new ones and zeros? Oh no, what are these ones and zeros about? Oh, it's about waking up early. Waking up what time? 4. Oh, so it's a bunch of ones and zeros and a 4.
Yes, it's all about 3 different numbers. That's what I do.
People love numbers, you know, especially mathematicians. Have you ever noticed that mathematicians seem to be obsessed with numbers?
I mean, maybe, but the only context that I see them in is when they are talking about math equations.
And they're always talking about math equations. Let me tell you something. They're not the only
Do you have a lot of friends that are mathematicians?
Absolutely. And accountants. And let me tell you something. Accountancy is, they work numbers like nobody's business, which is ironic because it's their business.
Now, you say you're friends with accountants. Are you saying...
Most of my friends are accountants.
Can you describe an interaction with your friends?
Well, sometimes we'll get to, you know, some people like to get together, watch a game, have a beer. I don't really like sports and really like beer. So when we get together, usually I'll hand over my receipts, my W-2s, 1099s, and they'll be like, hey, buddy, you know, why don't you like do my taxes for me? And then they'll do my taxes. You know, I mean, we just, you know, we hang out, you know?
No, that's not hanging out. That's you being a client of theirs.
No. I think you misunderstand me. You know how, like, when you get together with a friend, often you will pay your friend for services? Well, that's what I do with them. No. Like, they're my friends, so I pay them for services.
No, I'm like, all right, buddy.
You know?
That's not what you do with friends. You don't... I mean, you can pay your friends to help you with things, but...
If you're not paying your friends, how are your friends going to make money off you? You know, well, I mean, they,
that's
I mean,
not what they, friendship is, Greg.
Yeah, of course
it's not
it
about
is.
Making money off of people.
Oh, come on. Are you telling me that the world is not based on people trying to make money?
Do you have friends who pay you?
Absolutely. Like last year. Remember last year you were doing this branded video and you asked me to shoot a little thing in front of a green screen, and so I did.
Right.
And then you paid me money. Because that is what friends do.
Well, yeah, okay, that did happen one time, yes. But that was because you actually did work.
That's
for
what
me.
Friends do. So, that's what friends like when you come to visit me, you know, we'll do like a Bad Movies Live thing, and then I will pay money for your dinner. I'll take you out to dinner and pay money.
Sure.
It's that is just what friends do. They it's an exchange of happiness and services for
commerce.
Money. Commerce.
Yeah, okay.
There's a lot of commerce exchange.
Greg, I'm sad for you if this is what you think friendship is. Because I think true friendship is actually just based on friendship. It's not based on money. It's not based on anything else. It's
so you're
based
saying
on
true,
being
so,
around, enjoying each other's company.
So you're saying true friendship is not going to earn you any money?
Well probably not, no.
What's friendship about that? So you,
I mean,
so basically, you're going to be true friends with someone, and you're not going to make a dime.
Greg, you're so LA. You forgot what friendship is. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Honestly, I'm so LA. I've almost forgotten what bagels are supposed to taste like.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Are they not good there?
Well, I mean, not, you can get a decent bagel here, but you can't get a true, fantastic New York bagel. Really dense bagel, crispy on the outside, dense on the inside. You know,
but,
great flavor with multiple choices of schmears.
But you didn't
try to find a place here that has got a bunch of schmears. They don't got a bunch of schmears here.
But you didn't live in New York, so you.
But I visit New York.
Okay, all right. How often would you say you visit New York?
Oh, very often.
Yeah,
I've usually visit New York 400 to 500 times a year.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
oh my
for god. about 2 to 3 weeks at a time.
So several. Nope, that doesn't. The math doesn't work out.
I think
there.
It does.
Nope.
Think about it. Think about it.
Nope.
Hey, hey, you're not a mathematician. You're not an accountant. What do you know about math and numbers?
Well, here I am talking numbers. that's what friends do.
By the way, I'm going to go ahead and Venmo you $100 for talking numbers. Hang on.
Okay. All right. Oh, is that all you have to do? Wow, it's really easy to be your accountant.
Well, sure. Yeah. Wow. No. I mean, you're more my mathematician. I mean, you didn't do my taxes, did you?
Okay, no. You always need a good mathematician, they say.
So true. It's like, you know, what is life if you don't have your own mathematician?
Yeah. Greg.
This is a good
episode.
Are you
good at math in school? Well, yeah, it is a good episode.
You're about to ask me if I was good in math in school, and I'm gonna brag about something, because there's nothing like when someone brags about how good they were in something in school.
Yeah.
I was so good at math that when I went to college, I took a placement quiz, test, whatever, and I placed out, didn't have to take any math in college. That's how good I was. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Didn't have to take which is good, because I never really liked math that much, but I was good at it.
You know, I was good at it too. And then I went to college and I took some classes because I thought I was going to go into computer science. Yeah. And then I was like, nope, that's not fun. And then I moved over to a bullshit major, communication arts.
Oh, I thought you majored in bullshit.
Mm.
I sort of majored in bullshit. I think a Bachelor of Arts in Drama is sort of a bullshit major, because you're learning how to bullshit, because that's what acting is. It's bullshitting, which is another way of saying make-believe.
Yeah. So you went to school for acting.
I went to school for bullshit.
For bullshit.
Yeah, I did. I went to BSU. Yeah. Bullshit University. Okay. It was fun.
All right. Yeah.
But I learned how to act. Speaking of acting, I had my first really good audition in a long, long time, because there aren't a lot of auditions right now because of the strike. But I auditioned for a union miniseries that got a SAG waiver. So they got permission to audition and shoot this thing, which, like, if I book it, it would shoot in Sweden and Chile. Wouldn't that be fun?
Wow.
Yeah,
would
I know.
You still be doing the podcast?
No, I won't have time for that.
Much
too busy.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
Okay, I'll have plenty of time. I'll take my computer with me. I'll get on the Wi-Fi. We'll record episodes.
Okay, but how are you going to find the time to visit New York while you're doing this?
Oh my gosh, that's right. You know what? I bet if I'm going to go to Sweden, let's say that I booked the job and I'm in Sweden for, I don't know how long this miniseries is going to take to shoot, 20, 30 years. So if I'm there, I bet that I'll find some really good bagels there.
In Sweden?
Surprisingly, when I was in Iceland a couple months ago, I guess now, bagels are popular in Iceland.
Oh.
And one of my roommates, we're staying in an Airbnb, one of my roommates bought a package of bagels, and we never opened them and tried them.
Do you know what Ada, my daughter Ada's breakfast every morning is blueberry bagels?
Let me guess. Blueberry bagel?
Yeah, I said that. Yeah.
I was just guessing.
Based on what you just said, I took a
wild guess.
No, you just said what I said. That's what you did.
Yeah. Another way of saying that is guessing, taking a guess.
No. I mean, unless you're talking like a very, 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 very easy guess. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a hard guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You got it right. Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, man. Oh, and the bell went off and everything.
Yeah.
Wow. That bell means that we are going to start the Patreon-only bonus section in 1 minute. I'm so excited. We have 1 minute to talk about something else.
That's the first time we've ever had that bell. So,
it's the bell that rings every time.
Greg, quick, deep, dark secret. Something you've never said on the podcast. Go.
One time I said something really mean to a kid in like the fourth grade, and I still think about it, and I still feel bad about it.
Okay. Good.
That's true.
You did it. See that we've accomplished a lot in this minute.
That is true. But I feel like if I was a bad person and I said something mean to a kid in the fourth grade, I feel like that's the last time I'd think about it. I'd say something mean and I'd go on with my life.
Well, whatever you want to tell yourself to get over the guilt.
Like every year of my life, I have literally thought about what I said to that kid in the fourth grade.
I mean, I have similar memories, lots of them, because I was a crappy kid.
Were you really?
No, I wasn't really, but I do have more than one memory of things that I wish I didn't do.
Oh, that's a minute. Now it's time for the Patreon-only bonus section, starting right now.
This portion of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce has been edited out for your listening inconvenience. If you wish to hear the complete, unedited version with the bonus talking, be sure to visit patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And now, back to the edited, not as good version of the podcast.
And that's the end of the Patreon-only bonus section. We
really ended on a low note there.
You think so?
Yeah, it was.
I was talking about kids' programming. How could it be a low note? I was talking about children's entertainment programming.
Yeah, and that was pretty good. And then you damned God, and then we ended the Patreon-only
section. I think we spent most of the time talking about Borat, and our respective spouses. You know?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I thought it was good. I mean, honestly, I thought it was a pretty special bonus section.
Well, no, it was a very special bonus. Yeah. It certainly was, but it ended on a low note, I would say.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Speaking of low note, let me ask you something. How often do you get headaches?
Not often at all. I barely ever get headache.
Okay, well, you're lucky because I, conversely, don't get headaches very often at all.
Did you say conversely?
Conversely, yes.
You
see what I was doing? I was setting you up for making you think that I was going to say that I get headaches all the time. Turns out I don't.
You know, I did not fall for it because we have talked about this. Not on the podcast, I don't think, but we've talked about this.
Okay, we've talked about it. Yeah, we're lucky that we don't get headaches very often.
Are there things we don't know about each other? Are there?
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, you didn't know that thing that I said.
That's true. I mean, I guess I assumed that you had childhood regrets, though. I assume everyone does.
I think so. I guess that's a common thing that people regress. But let me tell you something about headaches. Mm-hmm. So
usually when I'm walking down the street, I'll see a stranger like that guy's got childhood regrets.
Absolutely.
That lady's got childhood regrets.
And do you stop and say to them, hey, that thing that you did in your childhood that you regret and you still feel bad about, you got to let it go, man. You ever do that?
I do.
To a stranger?
I grab their shoulders. I grab their shoulders and I say, let it go, man.
Yeah.
And then I usually get punched in the face. Those are the times I do get a headache.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you were going to say something else, and I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
I was going to say that last week I got a headache, and it was an unpleasant feeling, an unpleasant sensation, if you will. And I was trying to go to bed. I was lying in bed, and I had this headache that was just
pounding. Wait. Are you saying, so you're saying you're anti-headache? Is that what you're saying?
You know, listen, I don't mean to say bad things against headaches, but I will admit I am anti-headache. I just, I do not approve of them, and I don't think that they should exist.
Okay. Oh, go, Greg.
Yeah.
Move on, please.
No. I'm going to tell you what I did to make it better. So I recall years ago, my friend Dave used to get migraines, and so he went through some sort of therapy where they put headphones on him, and there was like a tone that was somehow attached to their headache and the sound of their headache, and it was sort of like this high constant tone, boo, or something like that. And he was able to concentrate and bring the tone lower and lower and lower until finally the headache went away. And then after going through that therapy, he was then able to do that without wearing the headphones by imagining the tone in his head and bringing it lower and lower. And so I lied in bed last week, and it's the first time I've ever tried this, but I imagined that there was a tone like that, and I just managed to relax myself and bring the tone lower and lower, and I'll be damned, my headache went away in like 1 minute.
What?
I know. It was crazy. And I'm saying this on the podcast, and I'm not even joking. I'm saying this on the podcast in case anybody gets headaches. Next time you get one, just try that. Just kind of try, put yourself in that headspace, if you will. No pun intended.
And this is two guys talking about headaches. You're getting these little tidbits. I know this is what you're listening for, is medical advice.
But it actually worked for me, and I was surprised and amazed and delighted. I made the headache go away in about a minute or 2 minutes, and then I just fell right to sleep. It was pretty cool. I imagine that tone getting lower and lower and lower until it was just a very low bass tone, and it was just almost gone, and the headache just went away.
Well, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, your friend, they often got headaches?
Yeah. Yeah, and now they don't anymore because they learned how to control them with that method. Now, look, I don't know if it's going to work for everybody. Probably won't, but you never know. It worked for me. Yeah. Works for him. Boom.
What else? What other medical issues can you cure right now?
Well, I feel if someone has medical sadness, you know, if you have medically induced sadness, induced sadness, get yourself a nice scoop of ice cream. That's gonna make you happier.
What is medically induced sadness?
Well, it's a sadness, but it's like a medical condition. You feel sad, but it's medical.
But medically induced sounds like you're taking drugs to become sad.
Oh, no. Don't be ridiculous.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
If you have sadness, get some ice cream. Yeah. You'll feel happier. Ice cream makes people happy. Don't you like ice cream?
I do. Is there any consequences to eating too much ice cream?
No. When you eat ice cream, doesn't it make you feel happier?
It does usually, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. You eat ice cream, makes you feel happier. And you can eat as much as you want all day long, and it will not have any negative consequences.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you not to eat ice cream all day long if it makes you happy, but there probably will be consequences to that.
I remember when I was in my 20s, there was a girl I knew who was a dancer, and she lost a bunch of weight, and she looked good. She was a little overweight. She lost a bunch of weight, and I said, how did you do it? She said, I just ate ice cream all day long, and the pounds just flew off.
And Greg, that didn't happen.
All she ate was ice cream. Yeah, all she ate was ice cream.
You're making that up.
No, I'm not making it up. That's what she did. And I feel like if you just pick one food and you only eat that food, you're going to lose weight. Whether it's ice cream all day or lettuce all day.
I suppose.
You're just going to lose weight.
Well, you know, I think we already talked about this on the podcast, but Penn Jillette.
Absolutely. Penn Jillette of Pen and Pencil set.
Yeah, no. He lost a lot of weight eating a potato, or like eating just potato every day for a long time.
Potatoes are vegetables, you know? Did you know that potato is the most popular vegetable in this country, the United States of America?
We've talked about that on this podcast.
We have? Too. Why did we talk about that?
Because we're talking about vegetables, because we talk about lettuce.
I don't think we do talk about lettuce. The only time we really mention lettuce is right now.
Oh, this is it? This is the only time?
And also at the very beginning when we say the title of the podcast.
Once in a while, lettuce comes up. Once in a while. We'll talk about a sandwich or lettuce news.
Yeah, I guess. You know what's weird is that I feel like maybe we didn't really choose a title for the podcast that it makes it easy for new viewers to be interested in checking it out. Like, I'm sure if a new viewer just stumbles upon it and goes like, two guys talking about lettuce, the hell do I want to...
But honestly, so they're going to stumble upon this title and they'll be like, well, I don't know what to expect with that. That is the podcast. It's pretty accurate that we don't have any sort of direction or theme or purpose.
Yeah. And that just goes for my entire life. I have no direction, theme, or purpose.
Yeah. When it comes down to it, does anyone?
I guess that's a good point. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, unless your purpose is like, oh, I got to catch up on series on my Netflix queue.
Oh, yeah, that is my purpose, now that you mention it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been watching Lessons in Chemistry on Apple TV Plus?
I have not.
Well, no. You should, because it is an excellent show. They've released 3 episodes so far. The 4th goes up in a couple of days. That way you guys can tell what week we recorded this.
Yeah.
And you should watch it because it's only 8 episodes, and I am in episode 8. 8, not ape. Ape is an animal.
Oh, okay.
A primate, if you will.
That's why, because you're in it.
I'm in
it.
Yes, but I read the book first, and the book is phenomenal, which I recommend to everyone. And the show is excellent. It stars Brie Larson, and it also has Beau Bridges, and it has BJ Novak, and it has other people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, other people are in it, too. Yeah.
Because I've only seen things with those people in it. It'd be great to see other people.
No, there's more
It'll
people.
Be great.
There's okay. more people in it.
All right. Have you seen the movie The Last Duel?
No, I have not. Is that something I need to see?
It's pretty good.
Well, that's not a great recommendation. You know?
Well, hey, I got to be honest.
That's like someone like saying, ah, have you ever tried boiled cabbage? I'm like, no. And they're like, eh, it's all right. I'm like, oh, well, I guess I won't add that to my list of things to try.
The problem is there are too many things to try. So you try to make sure that yours is the next thing you try has got to be great.
So
why does everything got to be great, Greg? Why does everything got to be great?
Because we have a plethora of excellent choices in our lives, from food to entertainment, and that's why people choose not to listen to two guys talking about lettuce. Here's the deal. So let me ask you something. What is The Last Duel, and why is it just okay?
I didn't say okay. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Which I feel is another way of saying okay. It depends on how you say pretty good. Have you ever noticed that? It's all about inflection. Like, how was it? It was pretty good. How was it? It was pretty good. Same words, totally different meaning.
Yeah, I think the second one, it was pretty good, means like you thought it wasn't going to be good, but
yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, but the level of good is probably the same as the other one. It's pretty good.
No, I disagree. From a scale from 1 to 10, it was pretty good. Is like a 3 or 4. It was pretty good. It's like a 7 or 8. You know?
Yeah, I would give it. Yeah, maybe a 7. It's Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, Adam Driver, directed by Ridley Scott. Came out during the pandemic.
So it's the one about Nike Air.
No,
it's the one about Air Jordan. That one.
No.
It's called Air.
That one.
That has Ben Affleck and
yes, Matt Damon.
Matt Damon
does not have Adam Driver though, and it's not directed by Ridley Scott.
Oh, Adam Driver. So it's The Dead Don't Die with Adam Driver and Bill Murray.
No. Actors and actresses are in more than one movie.
Oh, they do multiple movies now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was but, the, that was where I was confused.
I did see Air, yeah. the other movie you're thinking of, and it was pretty good.
It was pretty good. Yeah.
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 Actually, no, it was really good. I liked
that
a lot.
Good.
I would actually, if you're going to choose between The Last Duel and Air, I would watch Air.
I would give Air an 8 out of 10.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I don't think it was as good as a 9. Definitely not a 10.
I'd give it a 9.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I'd give it an 8. You know? Hey, we can talk about this.
Yeah, it's two guys talking about movies.
The Dead Don't Die, however, I'd give a 3. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Ooh, that doesn't sound pretty good.
That's pretty good.
No, I wouldn't say pretty good if you're giving it a 3.
That's pretty good.
That seems like you're overselling it.
Yeah. Pretty good. If you say it like that, that's a 3. Pretty good.
That was pretty good.
And if it's a 1, then here's how you say it. Pretty good.
No, you can say other things besides it was pretty good.
Let's just say that when you're rating movies, the only word you can use is it was pretty good.
And you have to adjust your pitch and your volume.
Yeah, exactly.
And your expression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and let me tell you, and here's the other thing. If you say a movie is, oh, it's pretty good, that's a headache. But if you say, pretty good, you made your headache go away.
Oh, wow.
You see?
So you have to watch bad movies to make your headache go
away. You have to adjust the tone by going from a really good movie to a really bad movie, and then your headache goes away.
Okay.
Do you know what we do on this podcast? We talk about things, and then we bring them back. That's
we
called
bring
a
them
callback.
Back. That's called tricking you into thinking what we are saying has meaning, but it doesn't.
But I believe that when we say something and we give it meaning, then it has meaning.
That's true. I think it all has meaning because we believe it.
I certainly believe it.
Okay.
Except for what good. I just said.
Oh, you didn't believe that?
I didn't believe that. But besides that, I totally think it has meaning.
So I can't.
I know. Can't follow that either.
No.
Yeah. That's way beyond me. I don't even understand what I mean by that.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Lessons in Chemistry. I will check it out, Greg.
Yeah. Brie Larson is
You know what? Have you watched Taskmaster?
No. Is that the show that's the show that's like a game show?
Yeah, it's a British show where they have a panel of comedians and they do different challenges.
Yeah, I watched one episode. You recommended it to me, and I watched one episode. Is that enough?
No. It's great, Greg.
I understand things are great. I
would give it a 10.
I prefer narrative programming. I don't really like to watch things like game shows, even if they're good, like the Great British Bake Off. Like, even if they're really good, like that just makes me want to eat desserts. Well, I'm trying to lose weight. I don't want to eat desserts and have a craving.
I made a cake for my wife yesterday.
Because it's her birthday. What kind of cake did you make her? Oh, wait, let me guess. A birthday cake.
Not really, no.
if you gave it to her on her birthday, I got news for you. That's a birthday cake.
Okay, well, it was...
raspberry, truffle, white chocolate. What? Is it white chocolate,
it
raspberry, truffle cake?
Three layer...
How many layers did it have?
Cream cheese.
What, did you use cream cheese in it?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, wow, I did. What a guess.
Yeah, how many layers? Was. Three?
Well, I used 2, but it was supposed to be 3.
Okay. You made a 2-layer, 3-layer cake.
Yeah. And we're currently watching Great British Baking Show.
We're currently watching Great British.
That's how they say it
in
England.
That's Great British.
Yes.
Great British.
All right, Greg. Enough. Okay. Calm down.
All right. So you made a 2-layer, 3-layer cake with cheddar cheese, you said? With cheddar cheese
with
and
cream
bacon.
Cream cheese.
I'm sorry?
No.
Cream cheese and bacon.
Frosting.
Okay. I can't imagine that goes well with the bacon.
No.
Cream cheese frosting
well.
With the bacon? No, I don't think that's going to
go
good.
No, probably not.
So you took the bacon out?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's the first thing I do.
Painstakingly removed all the bacon from your frosting. Okay.
Yes,
fine.
I did. Yeah.
Fine. Then what?
Yeah.
I hope you guys are taking notes. Here's how you make a birthday cake.
Then I Then I threw away the bacon and I washed my hands.
Okay, okay. You could have really bacon for breakfast the next morning.
No, no, it had frosting all over it.
Yeah,
and
I guess that's
and
true.
And my hands were really, they really smelled of bacon at that point.
Yeah, that happens. That happens. Especially if it's...
Also, the bacon was still hot, so like my hands were burnt a little bit.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then... I put the frosting on the cake. We skipped the whole part about baking the cake. We skipped that bit.
You baked it. You didn't say you baked it. Oh, my God. All right, so it was not one of those raw cakes.
No, no, no.
Okay.
I made the batter with a bunch of flour and sugar.
Batter, swing!
Egg and,
Egg, swing!
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I love to add to the conversation. I love to make the conversation better.
Yeah, you're doing it. You're amplifying.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So basically what you're saying is you made a cake and you baked it.
Yes.
That's all you had to say from the beginning. That's all you had to say. Hey, yesterday I made a cake and I baked it.
You know, someone was asking me follow-up questions, so I had to answer.
Oh, really? You could have just said, hey, I baked a cake yesterday.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
Oh, okay. Then I should not have asked any other
questions. But I have been eating the cake quite a bit and eating general sweet things quite a bit because we're watching the Great British Baking Show. That's the point of what I'm saying.
It's not called the Great British Baking Show.
It is. It is on Netflix.
They don't call it the Great British Bake Off?
And in the United States, they call it the Great British Baking Show.
Really?
Yeah. Because of, I think Pillsbury owns Bake Off or something.
Oh, my God.
And so they can't. Yep.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I know. It's okay. It's all right. But anyway, that show's good. I like Taskmaster more. That is our go-to show, and there's a new season right now, and I'm so excited for the next episode. The show is the best.
I'll have to check it out then. What's your favorite cake they've made on Taskmaster?
There have been cakes made on Taskmaster.
I know. That's why I'm asking you what your favorite is.
I do not remember. They were nonsense cakes. They were like, they had like a challenge with certain ingredients. They had to make some sort of cake. It was silly, but it was fun.
Listen, it seems like if there's any sort of cake that would appeal to me, it's a silly nonsense cake.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Look up the silly nonsense cake episode of Taskmaster and watch that one.
All right. I'd do that.
Okay.
But please do tell me. I'm not going to interrupt you anymore. What exact type of cake did you make? All I know is it was a multiple layer cake with cream cheese frosting.
That's basically what it was.
Yeah, but is it a white cake? Red velvet cake?
I'm going to look up the exact title of it.
Because
cheese sour cream cake. Three layer sour cream cake with cream cheese. Yes, that's it.
And did you really make it with only two layers?
I did.
Okay.
Because the pans I was using were too big, too wide.
Okay.
So I couldn't stack. I could only stack two.
Two layers. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure it was equally delicious. Or maybe it was only 66% delicious.
Well, it was certainly wider. It tasted wider.
Okay.
So
you had a wider cake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you want me to go through the entire process of making the cake? I have it right here.
Yeah, I'll just sit back over here. Okay. And I'll listen to you talk about the cake.
Okay.
In fact, I'm going to move across the room. I'm over here now.
Okay.
So you can just talk about your cake and I won't interrupt you. I'm just going to sit over here.
Okay, but I can still hear you. So you still certainly could interrupt
you. I'm not interrupting you. I'm going to stay over here drinking my water. I got water right here.
Okay.
And by the way, really delicious.
Yeah.
Probably not as delicious as your cake, but pretty good.
It's water. Comparing water to cake is not... Cake's going to win every time when we're talking flavor.
Comparing water to cake is like comparing apples to oranges.
It is. That's from now on, we say it's like comparing water to cake. That's what we're going to say. Right.
Go ahead. Yeah. Talk about your cake.
Okay. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees and grease 3 6-inch cake pans with cooking spray. But I greased 2 like 9-inch cake pans. So combine the flour, baking powder, and salt in a large bowl. Reserve. Put that aside. And then combine butter and granulated sugar in a bowl in a stand mixer. We don't have a stand mixer. So I had the hand mixer thing It was electric that you turn. It's electric. But it wasn't a mixer stand, which would have been a stand mixer, which would have been easier. So, beat until light and fluffy. Greg, where are you going? Greg, you're not even. Greg, where are you going? Greg. Well, Greg left, you guys. So let's pretend that I am going through the entire, and I finish the rest. Oh, he's coming back. And I finish it. And that's how you make the cake. I'm done. I did it. Greg, what are you reading? Greg.
Just reading a book while you talk about your cake.
Well, I'm done. I'm finished with the cake.
Yeah. Listen, I'm just starting this book. I got 287 more pages. So if you can just continue.
Greg, how much time left in the episode? Because
oh my God, that's a good point. I mean, the episode is almost over. I mean, it's a really good point. But I just started this. I was reading The Legion of Regrettable Supervillains.
That looks fun. That looks funny.
Not funny at all. It's actually pretty tragic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's with all the bright colors?
It's got a lot of comics in here. There's comics. It's a lot of. There's chapters with writing. I don't know if you like books that have writing in them.
Yeah,
words and things.
Exclusively, that's what I like.
Yeah. Mr. Scarlet and the Death Battalion.
Yeah.
It was a regrettable supervillain. Anyway. That's one of those, you know, when someone gives you a book and you're like, oh, what a cool book. I'm looking forward to reading that. And then like 18 years go by and you're like, I never read that book.
Yeah. Or like you're on your deathbed and you're like, oh, look at all those books I never read.
Just read these books.
I'll find the time.
Yeah. And then you die. I feel like when you're on your deathbed, you got nothing else to do but read books. I mean, what are you going to do? Nothing else to do.
You can look at your phone.
What if you have your books on your phone?
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
You could watch TV. Your series.
I feel like, really, though, that's the best time to catch up on books.
Yeah, on your deathbed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really garner that knowledge so you can use it.
You know what I've decided, just because I need more reading time, is I'm going to go ahead and buy my deathbed now, and I'll just use it. I'll use it for however, maybe I have 50 years left in my life. I'll use it for all that time. Where's Greg? Oh, he's over on his deathbed right now, just doing some reading.
Wait, are you going to get up from your deathbed? No,
absolutely. Of course.
Yeah.
It's just a deathbed, you know?
Oh,
but it's the bed that I will eventually die on.
Okay, but you're just going to use it as a bed.
Yeah, I'll use it as a deathbed that is like my death reading bed, is basically what I'll call it. Where's Greg? Oh, he's on his death reading bed. So he does reading.
Okay, so you think the bed itself, having it and calling it your deathbed, is going to make you read more? Is that what you
think? Yeah, but you have to be really careful. You have to watch your enunciation, because one time a friend of mine bought what he thought was a deathbed, and every time he got on it, he couldn't hear what other people were saying. Turns out it was a deathbed. Yeah. And so you got to be careful.
You got to be careful, you guys.
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
I hope you guys have learned something
today.
Thank
read
you.
The ends. Really read the ends of your words.
Oh,
make sure you read the...
Make sure... Don't just read the first three letters and stop.
Yeah.
You got to read the rest. Hope you guys have learned something today. Thank you so much for joining us on Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. This has been very, very special. I'm so glad that...
Hang on. One second.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Sorry.
You got it.
Keep
you
talking.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I know what's going to happen. China's going to come back, and then I'm going to act all surprised. And here we go. Oh, my God. I'm so glad you're back. Anyway.
I'm back.
Yeah.
And was, it wasn't that long.
So. No. You probably had a nice poop.
What were we talking about?
We're just ending the episode. Thank you so much for listening to Two Men Talking About Lettuce.
Thank you guys so much.
Two men, manly men.
Thank you especially to all my fellow men out there who were listening to this episode. Love it. Love it so much.
Okay.
I'm going to go touch my penis now.
All right. Have fun touching your penis. Thank you, Craig. Okay. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week. Talking about Bye-bye.
Bye.